Chapter 44.
I was merciless in my tactics, yet even the most brilliant tactician can't win against overwhelming numbers and an order of knights wielding superhuman powers. At one point I even sent an annihilator to destroy the knight's arch hold, which it was more than capable of achieving. For some reason, however, the ship never reached it. After months of fighting, I was forced to recall what remained of my armies to Hydon itself, or I would make my last stand.
Dalen stood at the helm of the battleship, gazing out to the horizon with four bonds stacked to his sight, periodically switching one bond to his light sense, which increased its range significantly, just to feel out if anyone might be approaching. It was like Dalen could see everything and focus in on details far in the distance. He wondered what this Seer Lem could see with a level 6 sight bond. It must be incredible. Still, neither he nor Lem noticed a single island move. Dalen switched one bond to his light sense and noticed three lights on their way toward him. "Gee, I wonder who that could be," Dalen thought sarcastically. Dalen turned to one of the crewmen of the battleship. "I lost my skimmer recently, and while I'm on board I'd like to have another one."
"But aren't you an Archknight?" the crewman said, which caused the Archknight speaker who was with them to turn his head with a disapproving look.
"You jumped on the ship like you could fly. Why do you need a skimmer?"
"Just give me one."
Sure. Take mine. I'll get another from the quartermaster."
Dalen took the skimmer and walked away from the helm. The skimmer's steel sphere, which encased the small sunstone drivers and darkstone core, was split into two halves, which were threaded together. Dalen unscrewed the top half and put it in his belt pouch. Out of necessity, the lid held the top driver, but the five other drivers sat in the bottom half. The darkstone core was now exposed, but still had uniform light on all sides. Dalen hooked the skimmer to his belt. Without the lid, the skimmer wouldn't work, of course, but that wasn't why he asked for it. Dalen then took out all the sunstone beads he had in his pouch and tucked four under his glove and the rest under his shirt, ready for use. He turned to face Lyra, Cuseg, and Arik as they landed on the deck of the ship. Arik looked much the same as he had before, and the Chirasian was staring at him curiously. But Lyra... Dalen couldn't express the hate he saw in her eyes. She knew.
"There!"
Archon Lem called out.
"Haemondae Island is moving!"
So the island was not from the floating isles. How under the light had the Dawnists managed to mine their way into Haemondae's core without anyone noticing? And with Haemondae being so close, it would get here much sooner than he had feared. The battleship jerked into motion, flying to join those ships with the knights. The speaker was whispering something, and then said loudly,
"The Archallion has been alerted. We'll meet them in flight."
So with voice, a knight could whisper messages to another person, Dalen thought. Good to know. Dalen looked back to Arik and the others, sighing.
"We don't have time for this."
"I'll stay," Cuseg said to Lyra. "I know why you cannot. We will stop the island. You go and stop him."
Lyra nodded once, slowly. Cuseg walked to Lem and the speaker, who were looking very confused at what was happening.
"You would think that if the light wanted me dead, it wouldn't have renewed my life," Dalen said. "I hate it for that."
Arik sneered.
"Your delusion is amazing."
"I'm not the one who's deluded, Arik," Dalen urged. "You don't want to put me on trial. You want to kill me. This isn't about justice. It's about your own selfish feelings. Who cares that everyone else I've wronged, who've also had loved ones die at my hands, don't get any satisfaction so long as you do?" "No,"
Lyra said, her clear and emotionless voice a stark contrast to Arik's.
"We'll kill you in the name of all your victims. You are a monster, Daedalus the Conqueror, and I kill monsters."
"What?"
Lem exclaimed in shock as he stood at the helm watching.
"Daedalus the Conqueror?"
Lyra advanced slowly, summoning her yellow sun-forged war sword. She pulled back and swung her sword, not even bothering to try and mask it. Why was she making her movements so obvious? Dalen casually raised his gauntlet to block with a confused face, and the moment the sword connected, he realized his terrible mistake. Her strength! She was relying on his own arrogance and her diminutive stature to throw him off. The sword hit the gauntlet with so much force that Dalen's arm snapped. By that time, Dalen had switched all bonds to fortitude and mass, but it was too late. The gauntlet hit the side of his body, the sword behind it, knocking him off the ship to flail through the air in a 30-meter arc. Arik was flying right atop him, not having wasted a moment, creating four swords which shot at Dalen without mercy. Each sword impaled him. Gritting his teeth and falling through the sky, Dalen unhooked the skimmer at his belt. He looked at Arik, whose eyes widened as he saw what Dalen was doing.
"I'm sorry," Dalen whispered,
and he touched the open darkstone core of the skimmer to one of the swords sticking through his chest. It exploded, and Arik screamed in agony. As Dalen suspected, the swords were linked to him. Shattered sunforged shards flayed Dalen, but with each bond already healing him, he recovered quickly. His arm had healed too, and Dalen pulled the other swords from his chest so he could recover fully. He grabbed the skimmer lid from his pouch and quickly twisted it back on so it would function again, using it to pull him sideways to the falling Arik.
"Please be alive," he pleaded as he grabbed the bringer and locked the skimmer in place just before they hit the ground.
With enhanced strength, Dalen's arm resisted the mighty jerk from the sudden stop. He unlocked the skimmer and dropped to the ground. They had landed in the courtyard of some rich person's manor house. Dalen lay Arik down to find him unconscious and breathing raggedly. Breaking a link never killed a person instantly, but it was akin to being stabbed in the chest. The blow would either kill them in a few minutes, or they would wallow in agony for a fall or so to eventually recover. Dalen gently shook the bringer.
"Come on, Arik. Heal yourself."
Arik groaned, light softly glowing around him. He was healing, thank the light. It must be a subconscious reflex like Dalen's own healing ability. A thud sounded nearby. Dalen looked to see Lyra standing at the other end of the courtyard. He jumped away. She followed him, of course, but Dalen could move faster, being able to stack his bonds. Dalen raced and leapt through the city, easily putting several kilometers between the two of them before finally stopping in a deserted street. Most of the lower city had been evacuated by now, though the upper islands were a much different story. Dalen walked to lean on a building and catch his breath. He could use his powers for another 10 minutes, maybe, but if he rested for a moment, he could get more out of them. And then he could find a skyship and help stop that island. Only a few minutes later, a thud sounded to his right.
"I can track you, remember?" Lyra said coldly. "No matter where you go, I'll follow. And eventually, you'll reach your limit and lose your powers completely."
She was right. If Dalen kept running, he would just waste the remaining power he had.
"You can't escape," she said with sword in hand, walking toward him.
Light burst from her whole body to materialize into a full suit of sunforged plate armor, with helm and everything else already fixed in place.
Light! Just how many sunacles can Archknights store within themselves?
Being sunforged, the armor glowed faintly and was only slightly translucent, like thick glass or diamond, Lyra's armor having a deep pink tint to it. Her face was a shadow underneath, but the banner of her white mantle swayed outside the armor. Dalen had seen Archknights wear such armor before. Light, he'd had his own suit in the past, but that was only when they weren't fighting the Shade. And even then, such armor held the same fatal weakness as all sunacles did. Touch it with darkstone, and it would shatter, potentially killing the one linked to it. Still, apart from that, sunforged armor was practically indestructible. It weighed so little that it was like you weren't even wearing it, and it enhanced the physical abilities of the person wearing it, making them twice as strong and fast as they were naturally. This was the supernatural enhancement the armor bestowed from the sun-forging process.
"Would that stack with light binding?" Dalen asked himself. "If the armor made one twice as strong, would the first bond double that?"
If it did, Lyra was going to be ridiculously strong. He sighed. Here we go. There was no other choice. He would have to fight. Dalen held his sword up and walked away from the building to get some room to move. Lyra attacked, and this time Dalen was sure to not let the blows connect. With his enhanced speed and reflexes, he dodged each of her sword swings and struck back when the openings presented themselves. A few of his hits landed. Lyra was very skilled, of course, but Dalen was a Grand High Master, moving at 4 times her speed. The problem was that Imperius couldn't get through that blackened, sun-forged armor. As he fought and dodged, moving like the wind, he knew he had only one way to get through that armor. He spun around an attack and grabbed his skimmer from his belt. Not having time to unscrew the lid, he sliced it in half with his sword, Imperius making the sound of shattering glass as it cut through the Darkstone core. 788. Dalen didn't hesitate, and as soon as the skimmer was cut, he punched it to Lyra's armor. Lyra reacted suddenly, and in a single burst of speed she had dropped her sword and grabbed both of Dalen's arms before his attack landed. She had surged. Her sudden speed was only a little greater than Dalen's, and he could have dodged, but he hadn't been ready for it. Dalen struggled, but couldn't move. Lyra's strength and weight were incredible. It was like her hands were made of steel, her body an immovable statue. "Who's weak now?" she hissed at him, and then booted him in the chest. Even though Dalen was enhancing his own mass and fortitude, his rib cage was crushed and his arms ripped cleanly off as the rest of him was kicked into a huge 50-meter arc. His whole existence was pain, and he healed what he could as he flailed through the air, switching his bonds to mass and fortitude before hitting the ground. Dalen made a small crater in the street where he landed. Amazingly, he was still alive. Blood was pouring from his torn-off arm sockets. Dalen switched all bonds to healing, but it was going to take a while, unless... Dalen drew on the sunstones tucked under his shirt for a huge surge. In a flash of light, he was suddenly fully healed, his arms completely regrown, though his chest hurt, and he could still barely move. That surge was obviously close to the limit of what he could process. Good thing he hadn't sucked in all the sunstones. He clawed his way out of his small crater to see Lyra already standing nearby, watching him, sword in hand. "Do you have any idea what you did to me?" she said softly. Dalen nodded. "I do." "Really?" she said mockingly. "You know what it was like to have strangers come into my home and threaten to kill my family unless I let you rape me again and again? To strip me naked and parade me around? To force me to participate in the most perverted acts until you grew bored, threw me out, and moved on to another?" Dalen's shame overwhelmed him, and he broke down crying, for it was true. Everything she had said was true.
I...
But Dalen could think of nothing to say. There was no excuse for what he had done to her.
"I fell pregnant," Lyra said quietly.
Dalen looked up, his heart breaking.
"No,"
he said in horrific agony.
"You said..."
"I said I never had any children," she said fiercely. "But I still fell pregnant. I couldn't bear the thought of carrying a monster inside me, so I cut it out, only to find that I had ripped out any hope of ever bearing another child again."
"No,"
Dalen said through his tears.
"You destroyed me,"
she screamed, before her face grew cold once again.
"And now I'm going to kill you."
Lyra marched on him, raising her sword.
"I've never wanted that more than I do now,"
Dalen said, and Lyra hesitated.
"And it's because of that, that I can't let you. Don't you see that being alive, seeing what I've done to you, gives me more pain than death?"
Lyra sneered.
"Then you clearly don't know what I'm capable of," she said, and she attacked.
Dalen channeled light to his speed and forced his body to move. His pride truly knew no bounds. He power-jumped away, and once in the air, bonded light to his links with Imperius and his gauntlet and pulled, calling them to his hand. He caught the sword, but one of his severed arms came with the gauntlet. He pulled the arm out of the gauntlet, a surreal experience, and then slipped it on before he landed. Lyra was right behind him, and didn't pause at all, attacking with a fury. Dalen enhanced his speed, making sure to not let even a single strike land, but then Lyra's own speed suddenly jumped again. Dalen wasn't fast enough to dodge, but he did manage to block. Fighting the force was pointless, so Dalen let Lyra's strike push his gauntlet into him, which then knocked him into the air. Even enhancing his fortitude and mass, several bones still broke. He did a low surge, which pushed his healing ability even further, making him whole before landing in one of the city's marketplaces. The market was empty, of course, a bare bricked field surrounded by buildings. Lyra also landed in the open square and charged Dalen. Dalen took Imperius in his left hand, and as they engaged, he surged his speed, spinning around Lyra's attack to press his open bare palm on her breastplate. And then he tried to suck it in. It worked. The breastplate, which was a sunnacle, turned into light which flowed into him. Dalen smiled, jumping back. Without her armor, Dalen would be able to win easily, having landed many strikes already. But then something pulled on him with such strength that it picked him up off the ground and he flew toward Lyra. It was kind of like Arik's power, except that it pulled on his whole body. Lyra set her sun-forged warsword for a massive swing. Dalen channeled mass and fortitude, pulled up his gauntlet, and braced his whole body against it as he reached the knight. Lyra struck, and Dalen's bracer nearly broke as it screamed in a high-pitched chime of protest, the impact knocking him off at a spinning angle. Dalen's arm, ribs, and back had broken from the colossal impact, his body becoming a rag doll as he arced through the air, Imperius thrown from his hand. And then the same force pulled on him once more. It could only be one thing, and Dalen summoned Lyra's breastplate. As soon as the breastplate materialized, it shot toward Lyra, and the pulling on his body stopped. It had been the blackened link. Absorbing a sunnacle that was linked to another person meant that when they pulled on the link, they pulled on him. Dalen crashed on the ground, rolling several times before coming to a stop. Well, that didn't work. Dalen drew on his sunstones for a low surge, causing his broken bones to snap and click back together after a few seconds. His powers were really straining at that point. So far, this fight had been nothing but an intimate lesson in pain as Dalen went from losing in one way to losing in another. He dragged himself to his feet to see Lyra walking slowly toward him, her breastplate back in place. He pulled Imperius through the link to his hand. "There's no chance you can win," she said. "Yeah," Dalen puffed. "I'm starting to see that. Then stop fighting and die." I can't. Trust me, I want to. I've wanted to for years." "Then I'll grant you your wish." Dalen hoped so, for there was no way he could see himself winning. Lyra was just too strong and he was all out of ideas. She attacked and Dalen was grateful that she wasn't relenting, for given enough time to think and plan, he could always come up with a new idea or strategy to grasp victory from even the most hopeless situations. Time to think. "Damn myself," he thought, realizing exactly what he could do. Hating himself, Dalen jumped back to get a second's pause where he channeled each bond of light to his intelligence, thinking of any possible way to win. He had not thought to do this before because he had been so focused on those attributes that directly affected combat, like speed and mass. But his intelligence was a part of his body, as all his other attributes he could enhance, so there was no reason he could see it wouldn't work. In an instant, everything became clear. New ways he could use his powers sprung in his mind with a succession of inspirational thoughts. He instantly knew how Lyra could be so strong with only three bonds, and why his resistance was so much greater when combining both mass and fortitude, and there was one use of his powers that would be the most significant of all. It was a strange use, one that he might never have thought of, maybe no one ever had, but now he could see it clearly, and just like it was with his intelligence, there should be no reason why it wouldn't work. His second was up, and Lyra reached him. Dalen switched his bonds, bracing himself for the huge headache from channeling light through his intelligence, to channel three bonds into his skill with the sword, and the last to his speed. Surely enough, his head burst with pain, but Dalen gritted his teeth and pushed through it, ready to unleash the full force of this different type of bond.
Sword skill effectively plateaued when one became a Grand High Master, and any small increase usually took years of additional training. But suddenly Dalen was 8 times as skilled as his natural ability, with the speed to match. Dalen was already one of the most skilled swordsmen in the world, but now he was absolutely incredible. When a man got to the skill level Dalen had, swordplay was more a matter of reading your opponent and accurately predicting how they would attack. Now, with his skill enhanced so much, he knew every single way Lyra would attack, seemingly before she did. Lyra struck at him, but Dalen dodged them all without even trying. Lyra surged her speed to get the drop on him like she had twice before, but he predicted it perfectly and was already out of the way. This fight had suddenly become more trivial than he could express.
"What?"
Lyra said as her attacks hit nothing but air.
"How are you doing this?"
"I wonder if even the great Archknights have figured out what I just have," Dalen said, dodging Lyra's last attacks and spinning around here to place his sword tip on her shoulder. Lyra screamed in rage and lashed out with her sword, but she could do nothing. It was as if Dalen had precognition.
"It's over now, Lyra. You can't win.
All you've done is figure out a way to increase your reflexes more. What are you doing, surging?" she asked, and then shook her head. "It doesn't matter. Once I touch you, you're dead."
That wasn't going to happen. Dalen moved around Lyra's attack with ease and pushed the tip of his sword through the armpit under her armor. Lyra screamed in pain and swung, but hit nothing as Dalen put his sword through the gap at the back of her leg and sliced tendons. She fell to a knee and swung vainly, Dalen stepping out of range. She fell into her arms, panting.
"I'd never kill you, Lyra. But stop now before I injure you so much that it'll take a fall for you to heal with your single bond."
"Damn you," she said, weeping. "Damn you!"
Dalen took that moment to channel light and heal his aching head, but this time the pain only halved. Feet tapped on the brick ground to Dalen's left. He looked to see Arik having landed nearby. Dalen stepped away from Lyra. Arik walked to her side.
"I'm fine," she said to him. "I'll be healed in a minute."
Lyra forced herself to her feet.
"You can't beat me. Not even the both of you. Not with what I've learned."
Arik was glaring at him before eventually letting his head sag. He sighed and then looked to the sky. His eyes narrowed, and his face became concerned as he noticed something. Dalen turned to face the same direction and see what it was. There was a sphere of shadow in the distance, slowly moving toward the city, and it was exactly where Haemundae Island should have been.
"No," Dalen whispered. "The shade," Arik said, his eyes locked on the approaching horror.